Songs and the preaching that the songs and the preaching that's been done here today, listen, it's lined up with everything.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, folks, we want you to be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And I do preach rough messages and I do say hard things. But that's what it takes.
Yeah.
We think when we go to church that it's just supposed to be lovey-dovey, like some kind of hippie. Join hands and you got some half effeminate looking sissified preacher up there that kind of pets you into hell. That's not the kind of preacher that I am. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you why, because I need somebody to be straight with me, Dan.
Yeah, me too, brother.
I need somebody to be straight with me. And I love you today, and I do preach like I preach because I love you. And I need it, Randall Mullins. I need it. I've got this on my heart. I'm going to sing this. Lord bless me. I'm going to preach a little bit. We'll go baptize my buddy back there, and y'all can sit here and eat some, and I just love you. But you've heard this song before, and as you sit here, if you've got kids, I want you to listen to this song. Because when I was a lost man, this right here used to kill me right here. And me and Kennedy used to sing it when she was a little girl, and it choked me up. And every time I'd hear it, Adam, I couldn't stand it. Last night as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time, about eternity. I saw a million sinners fall on their knees and pray. The Lord, he sadly shook his head, and this I heard him say. You know what he said? Sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me forevermore. Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you have served before. I thought the time had fully come that I must stand the trial. You know how you do? You think you're big and you're going to tell God something. I told the Lord that I had been a Christian all the while. But through his book, he took a look and sadly shook his head. Then placed me over on his left, and this I heard him say, sorry, I never knew you. I find no record of your birth. Sorry, I never knew you. Go and serve the one that you served down on earth. There were my wife and children. I heard their loving voice. They must have been so happy. Oh, how they did rejoice. Their robes are white around them, their faces all aglow. Listen to this verse right here. My little girl looked over at me, and this I heard her say. Hey, this is what some of you mommies and some of you daddies are going to hear if you don't get right. Daddy, we can't go with you. We must dwell in the joys of the Lord. Sorry, for we still love you. But you'll never be our daddy anymore. Now when I had awakened, the tears were in my eyes. And looking all around me, and there to my surprise, there were my loving babies. I knew it was a dream. Down beside this bed of mine, you should have heard me scream. Father, who art in glory, I know thou gave thine only son. Father, Well, you forgive me, for I want to be ready when you come. Some of you, when you stand in judgment someday, if you don't never get right with God, that right there will echo in your face and echo down through the halls as you go to hell. That echo. Well, brother, you hadn't noticed say that. Well, God said in the book of Revelation that He's going to wipe tears away from some eyes. And some of it's going to be you because you're too low down stubborn to get right with God. The book of Romans chapter 1, if you want to stand this morning, I'm going to read a few verses and then preach and get you out of here. I do hope and pray that you've treasured up what you've heard today. I want you to be saved by the grace of God, dear friend. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. The Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And verse 24. "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections." That's twice in just a few verses where the Bible says God gave up. "For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." Well, I wonder what that's talking about. "And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God," third time in just a few verses, "God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." You can be seated this morning. The Bible is very clear from the very start in the book of Genesis. The Bible is very clear that we serve, listen, a long-suffering, a merciful, and a loving God. And you've heard the singing this morning, and you've heard the testimonies this morning, and you know in your own life, maybe you don't realize this or not, friend, that God is being very long-suffering and very merciful and very gracious to every single body that's in this building right here under the sound of my voice. But the Bible makes it very clear, although God, listen to me, although God is a very long-suffering God, and although God is a very merciful God, and Brother Jamie, God is a loving God. Jeremiah 31:3 said, that He loves you with an everlasting love. He don't love you no more today than He loved you yesterday. It's an everlasting love. And it's by His loving kindness, the Bible says, that He draws us. As a matter of fact, in Romans 2, it says it's the goodness of God that leads you unto repentance. But with all that said, Brother Dean, the Bible says three times in a few verses that God gave up on somebody, that God gives up on some people, that God turns over some people. You say, "Brother, I've always heard I can get right with God anytime." You've heard wrong, friend. You don't get right with God any old time you want to get right. You get right with God when God draws you by His marvelous Spirit. John 6:44 says it, that no man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. And bless God, the only way you're going to get right with God is when the Holy God of heaven comes and draws you to Him by His marvelous grace. But the Bible says three times right here in the book of Romans that God gave up on somebody. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you, I don't know why. I've had this on my heart all week to preach today, and I got no idea who's going to be here, but God knows. But I'm telling you this, friend, there are some things that if God turns you over to, and listen, I pray that it never happens to you when God turns you over. One of the things, Woody, that I read about is when God turns a person over to sin. Bible says that Cain, hey listen, he come up in Genesis 1. Cain come up to make his offering, and it wasn't right with God because it was an offering of his hand, and he got mad like a lot of people do, brother, and his face fell and his countenance fell, and God said, Cain, why is your countenance fallen? Why are you wroth? If you'll just do right, shall you not be accepted? But if you don't do right, sin lieth out the door. Hey, listen, Cain done like a lot of people. He stiffed up his neck in pride, and he would not get it right. And Cain, listen, was turned over to sin. Hey, listen, at once, he liked to farm. He liked to raise a garden. But God said that the ground's going to fight you. It's going to bring forth thistles. You're going to have a hard time. And I'm telling you this, there are people, some of you here today, listen, God's about ready to turn you over to your own sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got people sitting in churches, listen, ain't nothing but glorified dope addicts. That's all they are. They load up on their pills. And if you need pills, hey, listen, that's fine. But we've got them in church. That's just glorified dope addicts in the house of God. Out here we got preachers that are whorehoppers and whoremongers that run around. And I'm sick of that bunch of mess. We've got 50% of this county that don't go to church. We've got 60% of the homes that are broke up. We've got a drug epidemic. We got to watch for needles when we go baptize somebody. And it's high time as somebody get a burden and raise up and preach the Word of God. We played around this place too long, bless God.
That's right.
And God's turned our nation and our community over to sin. We want it, bless God. You got it.
Yeah.
And he's turned you over to sin.
Amen.
Everybody in here has heard of the Titanic. Everybody in here has heard Tanya took me to Tennessee and took me on a tour of the Titanic. And you know what happened when they hit that big ice glacier? They rode out there and hit that big ice glacier, Dean. And when they hit that, some of them went out there and took ice picks and chipped off ice and was putting it in their drink glasses and was taking ice from the glacier and putting it in their chips in their cups and drinking liquor and partying on a Titanic, not knowing, sister, that it was about ready to go and they was all about ready to die. You know what I see in this community right here? Hey, listen, the thing that's killing people, God's turned them over and they're just chipping away at the ice and filling their glasses. Bless God, they don't know that this thing's wrapping up. All they care about is Dancing with the Stars or a next ball game. And I can't wait to have a big odd time and take a selfie. Bless God. I'm telling you, God's coming back. He's judging sin. And he ain't making no excuse for me or you. And it's high time somebody get a burden and a backbone and call out sin and preach on something. We've had too much of this playing around church. We've had too much of people living like a bunch of dogs and a bunch of brute beasts, bless God. It's high time that a leather-lunged John the Baptist raise some hell in this community and preach on sin, because our children, our grandchildren are dying and going to hell.
Amen.
Somebody with me this morning, Jamie and them ain't here. Somebody with me. Amen.
Amen.
Help me, Gert.
Amen.
Help me, brother. They're looking at me weird back there. Help me up front.
Go ahead, brother. Amen.
Help me, Nick.
Amen.
I'm alone this morning. Help me.
Amen.
Help me. You think, brother, let me tell you something, bless God. You think, brother God, a holy God in heaven who put his son on the cross to die and shed his blood for my sin and your sin. You think, Woodrow, that he is winking an eye at the filth that's going on outside this store. I stopped at the gas station Wednesday night after church. I thought I was going to have to get my gun. And I carry a gun, bless God. I thought I was going to have to get my gun for the dope addicts and the whores and everything else going on. It's high time that we get back to the Word of God.
Amen.
Is that all right with everybody?
Yeah.
Is that not the truth?
Yeah.
And you know it's right too. It burdens me. Somebody said, well, we've got a problem with the parents or the children. No, we don't. Woodrow, we got a problem with parents not raising their youngins right. You know why? You know where it started at? It started, son, because they quit preaching. They quit preaching in the churches back in 1970 with PTL and the Benny Hens and bless God, all that mess. They quit preaching in the church, honey. And what's happened is you don't know what sin is. You look at a preacher, I'm crazy right now. Listen, let me tell you something. I ain't never met a real man of God that had God on him that wasn't a little bit crazy and didn't have God on him and stand against sin. That's what's wrong. It ain't the young'uns that's wrong. It's because we got a bunch of lily-livered, sissified preachers that quit preaching the Word of God. And God's about ready to turn us over, Sister Tanya. He's turning us over. He's about ready to just say, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You think, well, it won't happen to us. Well, the Bible says Russia's going to come in from the north.
Yeah.
He's going to take, that's what the Bible says. Brother Kevin didn't say it. Bible says he's going to take Russia from the north and Iran, and they're going to come in through the north and invade Israel.
Yeah.
That's what Ezekiel wrote. That's what Ezekiel wrote. It's in the King James Bible. Pick you up one, honey, it'll help you.
Yeah.
That's what's in the Bible. And the Bible says, Dean, that's what's going to happen. And we're seeing it line up right now. That's what's going to happen. But Lord, listen, let me tell you something, dear friend. Jesus ain't up there on the throne. He ain't drinking Maalox and taking Xanax bars. And he ain't worried. And he ain't going down to the clinic. And he ain't worried about nothing. There's a set appointed time, brother. Bless God, he's going to get off that throne. And the Bible says he's going to split the eastern sky. Hey, listen, and you can't drown him because he can walk on water. And you can't burn him because he'll walk through the fire. And you can't throw him off a cliff because he'll just fly. And you can't vote him out. And you can't impeach him because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Bible says that out of his mouth goes a two-edged sword. So if you want to protest, he'll cut you down with your little protest. The Bible said that every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Well, you like it, lump it, or don't like it, bump it, it don't make no difference.
That's good preaching.
Hey, man, he's God. You say, bless God, what's wrong with you? I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Anybody else tired of it?
Yeah.
Well, brother, you're supposed to love. I do love people. I do love sinners. You hear a sinner, I want you to get saved by the grace of God.
Right.
But how are you ever going to bless God saved unless somebody tells you about your sin?
Yeah.
How are you ever going to get right unless you know it's about sin and get some conviction under you? Well, you're too hard. Listen, you watch stuff on TV, they got a mouth like a sewer outlet. Don't come down here and criticize me through that door what I say in this church.
Amen.
Amen. If you went to the doctor and he had a knot on you and just laughed about it and sent you out the door, you'd not go back to that doctor. You'd get on Facebook and run him down from Dan to Beersheba. You'd run him down. But you go to a church where, bless God, a man's hopped around from woman to woman. Hey, listen, he ain't living right. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. And he'll stand up there and listen, wail out something, and you'll not have to pay attention, but you'll listen to that. And a man full of God tells you the truth and you get mad.
Yeah.
Paul said, if I become your enemy, Because I tell you the truth. I become a lot of them's enemy, Sister Penny. But they're going to hear the truth. A lot of times I got to get them at a funeral. Because they won't go to church nowhere. They can't come to church here. Papa and them might get mad at them. Can't come to church here. It's too hard down there. We ain't got a keyboard and a zip-zip gun and everything else. Keep them, bless God, entertained. We just pray the Holy Ghost of God will be here and preach us and be with us, Brother Gert. That's all we got. Oh, listen. But Ricky, when they was on that Titanic, honey, they hit that glacier. And while they was sinking, Goble, they was partying up on the third deck, chipping at the ice. They was trying to save ice chips to take home with them so they could have souvenirs, not knowing that the ship was sinking fast. I'm telling you, that's what we're seeing right now in this county. That's what we're seeing right now in this country. We're just chipping away and getting drunk on our sin. And I'm telling you right now, there's a payday coming, bless God, down the road someday. God turns you over to sin. I've seen this right here happen too when God takes his power off people. Mm-hmm. Hey, I preach with preachers, brother. I'm telling you what, they rear back and preach. They rear back and preach. And you feel like God's sitting right on you. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what happens? I've seen with singers too, Brother Jamie. And prayer warriors, Brother Jeff. I'm telling you what, they had God's power. It's God's man or God's woman. But they got out here playing around with sin, and they got out here getting away from God, and now they preach and they something missing there. Yeah. Or they sing and something just ain't. You ever heard anybody preach? Now you ain't going to say nothing until you get in the car, then you're going to say, well, I'm going to say it from the pulpit because it needs to be said. They'll preach and you don't get more nothing out of that. It's nothing. No power there. They'll sing and ain't no power of God there. What's happened there? Buddy, it happened with Samson, didn't it? Samson was a strong man, but he looked different. He looked the same. He could act the same, but when he went out to go do something, buddy, God had took his power off of him, and he didn't have no power. Saul is another one in the Bible that God took his power off of him, buddy, and he didn't have no power. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing to play around with the holy things of God. It's a dangerous thing. I've seen preachers that be able to preach up a whirlwind, and cause they've got out here and wrote their testimony, or cause they would refuse to get something right with God in their life, they could stand up, and ain't bit more power of God on that as a gnat. And I'm telling you, when God takes his power off and when God says, I'm done, it's a sad, sad, tight place to be.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, they had a lot of problems in the Corinth church. They had a member down there. He was sleeping with his mother-in-law. And nobody would say nothing about it. Kind of like what goes on in churches today. We don't want to say nothing about nothing, no sin, because, well, you might hurt somebody's feelings. Well, if you're in sin, you need your feelings hurt. And because you need to get restored, because we don't want you to die and go to hell. We don't want your family to be a mess. But they just laughed about it, and it's just no big deal. We don't want to say nothing on it. Let me tell you something right now about how this preacher is. If you're not afraid to do it, I ain't afraid to say it. So if you want to get out here and act a fool, don't get mad when I get up and preach on it, because I'm going to say it.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
If you want to get out here and act a fool, I'm going to preach it.
Amen.
If you say Brother Kevin's preaching to me, sure is. I'll be preaching right at you. You act a fool, I'll be preaching right at you.
Amen.
Well, I'll just go somewhere else. Well, that's just what you need to do. Go somewhere else. Because if you don't want to get right with God, then you're just going to cause a problem for everybody in the world that's sitting around you anyway. And we want you to get right with God. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, there's a man there. And Paul said, what are you all doing down there? Paul said, you should be mourning to such a one. Paul said, bring him in and deal with him. And if he gets right, love him as a brother. But if he don't do right, cast him away that Satan may have a hold on his life. Let me tell you something. When you're saved in the grace of God, there's a protection on your life. There's a protection from being. You say, Brother Kevin, I mess up. I mess up too. But you keep coming to church. You keep loving God. God. There's a protection on your life because you don't want to go out here and let God just turn you over to the devil, because we've seen one person in the Bible who God just let the devil have his way with. You know who it was? He's a good man. His name was Job. Perfect and an upright man. That's the only man in the Bible we see what the devil can really do to you if he's got full... See, some of you, it's lost right now. God's protecting you from what the devil really wants to do to your life. Amen. Well, Brother Kevin, what did the devil do with Job? He took his finances. He took his job and he's broke. What else did he do, brother? He took his home. What else did he do? Hey, brother, he attacked his flesh. He gave him diseases in the flesh. He killed his youngins. Oh yeah, God, listen, God would let that happen, absolutely. God would let that happen. I taught in Sunday school this morning. Sister April, I hope you don't get mad. You'll love me, you'll get over it. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. She came down here, she had a baby born and had problems. She might have never been to this church, had the baby with problems, not come down here. She ended up coming down here and bringing that little boy. Hey, listen, he's fine now, but God used that to get her in the house of God and get her right with God. What are you saying? I'm saying God might take your job. God might give you cancer. God might take one of your youngins. Whatever it takes to get you in the house of God. Because God don't want you to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? What are you with me this morning? You say, preacher, God would never do that. Just get, let me tell you, watch. I've seen him do it. I've seen him, Brother Goble. I've seen him put people, but he'll humble you down. That's why God says humble yourself down, because you don't want God to humble you down. I've been humbled down by God, Adam. It ain't fun. He'll humble you down. You say, preacher, he wouldn't do that to my youngins. Yes, he would. They're not yours anyway. them kids ain't God's children. You say God wouldn't take my job. It ain't your job anyway. It's God's job. Hey, you saying God wouldn't attack my flesh. It ain't your, the Bible says you're not your own, but you bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, which is God's. You say, Brother Kevin, that wouldn't happen. I'm telling you right now, God's getting ready to turn some of you over. Turn somebody over in here and you're getting ready to have hard, hard times. Turn you over to sin. Take his power, take his anointing off of you. Oh yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen it happen in this church, I believe. These people, you grow up and you never hear straight preaching. You never hear the truth. And because of that, you're ignorant. And I don't mean that bad. I was ignorant too and still am of a lot of things. But listen, when God shines a light, brother, and God definitely shows you, Woody, something that's a definite truth. And shows you God showed you this, it's right. And you reject that, and you go your own way, that's a dangerous place to be. 1 Kings chapter 13, Bible says there's a man there he ain't never named in the Bible. He's a preacher. And bless God, he had the power of God on him, and he went down and preached there in 1 Kings chapter 13. I've taught on it on Wednesday nights. He comes down here in 1 Kings chapter 13. He preaches. He does. I'm telling you what, he lays it out. He's got God's power on him. He's God's man. God said, when you leave that place, hey, God said, I don't want you to go. I don't want you to stop. God told him three things. God said, I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to take no bread. I don't want you to take no water. Is there anything wrong with bread? No. Is there anything wrong with water? No. But if God says don't take it, don't do it. And he knew for sure, without a doubt, that God had spoke to him and told him what to do. So what'd he do? He goes on his journey and he meets a man that says he's a preacher. And the man says, turn aside. And he said, well, God told me to tell you. Turn. By the way, God ain't never going to tell nobody else to tell you nothing. That's just for Benny Hinn and Joel and Joyce and that... I'm trying not to say nothing bad in the pulpit. That crowd on TV. You hadn't ordered to preach like that. Well, you hadn't ordered to watch that. Hey, I don't even care if you put nothing in the offering. Some of these churches, they want your bank account number to go there. And you'll get mad at me for criticizing them, for preaching on them. Why? That's another topic for another day. But he went down there and the king, listen what he done. He went down there to Gobel and he got swayed away. He got swayed away from doing what God had told him to do. And the Bible says that a lion jumped out and killed him. And everybody that went by seen it. Why is that? Because light was given to him from God. He disobeyed direct light. And God said, I'm done with him. I'm telling you right now, God was done in Genesis 8 when he destroyed this world with water. He gave them Noah. The Bible says a preacher of righteousness. Every swing of the hammer was a preacher message to that old crowd that I'm coming back and I'm getting ready to destroy this place. Hey, but you know what he'd do? He didn't want to hear none of that. He wants to go his own way, bless God, and do his own thing. I'm telling you right now, it's a dangerous thing when God shows you something from the scripture and God makes himself real to you and you turn and go your own way. Yeah. Are you listening to me? Yeah. You say, you're scaring me to death. I can't wait to get out of here. Hey, let me tell you something. Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, someday you're going to see him. John said his voice is like many waters. You ever heard waters, waterfall? Pretty loud, powerful, ain't it? John said his voice is like many waters. His eyes has a flame of fire. I preach, I look at some of you. The Bible says Jesus is going to look you right in the face someday and his eyes is a flame of fire. Oh, I'm going to see right through your old mess. Oh, yeah. Bible says his feet is as fine brass, brother, tried in the furnace. And he has a white robe on from top to bottom, a seamless and a golden girdle wrapped around his waist. And John said, the same John, bless God, that leaned on his breast at the Last Supper, the same John said, I fell at his feet, bless God, as a dead man. There's come the day you think Brother Kevin preaches hard. You'll beg to have an old sinful man, an old sinner like me, saved by the grace of God, ain't fit enough to feed a bunch of hogs. You'll beg someday for old Brother Kevin and them old time preachers used to hear when you face he that sits upon the throne. Amen. You'll beg. I dread it someday. I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven, but I dread it. Amen. I dread it because I'm going to have to give an account for what I've done. Everything I've said, Gobel, I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven, but I dread looking at him, Gobel. I dread it. I dread it because there's things that I don't do that I need to do. And there's things that I've done, listen, that I repent of and I'm sorry. And I hope it ain't been a stumbling block to nobody. But I'm going to see him someday and everybody in this room, boys, girls, men, women, you're going to see him. You're going to see him. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 right down there, Randall, he said that you're going to stand without an excuse. Yes. Do you hear me? You can't say, well, I had a hard childhood. They ain't going to hear that. You're going to say yay and amen. That's what you're going to say. I'm trying to help you this morning. I'm trying to help you get some things right in your life. Because God's about ready to turn somebody over here over. Peter says that eyes full of adultery cannot cease from sinning. You ever know anybody like that? They can't stop. They try to stop. They try to stop, but they can't stop. They can't cease from sinning because maybe God's turned them over to it and said, that's what you want? Dope it up, baby doll. I'll take you out of here and put you in hell. And as you all hear me say about every Sunday, Adam, I know everybody from Mount Sterling to Pike County goes to heaven when they die. I know. I've seen them. Everybody has a goosebump. Everybody has a feeling in their stomach. And we all feel good. But that ain't the Bible, Gobel. Well, you putting them in hell? I ain't putting them in hell. I'm just telling what the Bible says. Am I right, Jeff? You with me on that? If you ain't saved by the grace of God, hell will be your home. Period. Period. And God is real close to just turn some of y'all over to sin. Or taking His power off of you and saying, I'm done with him, done with her, done with them.
Yep.
When's that going to happen, brother? I don't know. God knows that. And I believe He lets you know too.
Yep,
don't you?
I
believe He lets you know.
Amen. I do too, brother.
Jamie, can you sing Mercy? Because that seems to go with this message today. Randall sung that song. I said, there's what you want me to preach, God, because somebody's got deadlines out there. They're about ready to go over. Because I wrestled with preaching this message today. I did, Glenn. You know what I had on my mind to preach? I'm going to tell you what I had on my mind to preach. I had this on my mind all week. And I said, Lord, I don't want to preach that today. I studied out Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 1. He said, I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Valleys is a lot of valleys, but they just one rose and one lily. Because you're going to go through a lot of valleys in life, Woody, but they're just going to be one rose. And that's what I wanted to preach. That's one of them messages, man, that make you feel good. And that's what I wanted. I said, Lord, I'm tired of going down there and preaching like that. He said, I want that preached. Me and Tanya rode down here in the truck today and I was quiet. I said, I wrestled in my mind. I don't want to preach that down there today, Lord. I preached a hard message last week, but I preach hard messages about every week, don't I, Woody? I want to preach something that's happy. I want to preach something that you can put on the radio and make people say, hey, boy, I like that. You know? But I come down here and wrestled after Sunday school sitting right there. I said, Randall, you got a song you want to sing? I know your family's here and you're happy your boy's getting baptized. And he gets up and sings that song about crossing God's deadline. And Garrett gets up and preaches. And I said, oh, Lord, I know what you want me to do. But you're going to have to help me. Because I don't really want to get real hard, rough. But, you know, once God gets on me, I don't care who's sitting here. I don't care who walks to the door, nothing else. He takes that, but He takes all that away from me. You know why I go? Because He loves you. He loves me. Maybe some boys in here. Maybe somebody, I don't know. Maybe somebody in here, I know somebody in here need to hear that. Because you're about ready, honey, to go across the line, and God's about ready to turn you over to your pills, or God's about ready to turn you over to your pornography, or God's about ready to turn you over to whatever filth and mess you're playing with, and say, there you go, big dog, have at it. Have at it. God wouldn't do that. I just read to you 3 times in the Bible, where in Romans, that's New Testament, where He would. Jamie's going to sing his song. Let's all stand. It's called Mercy. Please don't move around. Listen, if you need to bump an altar praying, right here it is. Right here's an altar you can pray at today.